Good morning, everyone. Lynn Scherr is in with me here. John Hockenberry on the Takeaway for Celeste Headlee. One more day. Thanks for being here this week, Lynn.
It's been a great week. Thanks.
You know, we've got a big story that's not a surprise. Elena Kagan coming in as the fourth woman
but
to be on the Supreme Court.
But sort of slipping in. There hasn't been the big hullabaloo made. There's going to be three women on the Supreme Court
indeed.
At a time, and this is extraordinary.
There's also a departure that kind of slipped out. Christina Romer, the head of the Council of Economic Advisors there at the Obama administration, is
What's
departing.
That about?
What
yeah.
is that about?
Yeah.
You know, we've heard over the last few days economic advisors from the Obama administration talking very nervously, I think it's fair to say, about an economic scenario that we don't talk about much in the United States, where we're so used to economic growth.
Right.
The D word.
The deflation.
Deflation,
word.
Exactly. I like to think of deflation as when everything's on sale, but nobody's buying.
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the problem. I don't know which side I'm supposed to be rooting on. Should I be rooting for inflation or deflation?
Well,
obviously, neither.
Let's ask William Rogers, professor and chief economist of the Heldrick Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers University, joining us from New Jersey. Good morning, William Rogers.
Good morning. Good morning.
So what should we be rooting for, deflation or inflation?
I think we should be rooting for a stronger increase in prices, so a little bit more inflation. Part of the problem is just where we are in this recovery, that in the second quarter of this year, we've seen job creation, but it's been decelerating. That is, that the job growth each month since basically April, March, and June has been getting smaller and smaller, and it's coincided with also the producer prices and consumer prices. Instead of rising a bit, they've been falling.
And
why is that a problem? Well, economists have this wonderful phrase they call the liquidity trap. And it basically means, as what you just said, is that people will start to postpone spending or delay spending today because they think the prices for those shoes or the prices for that coat will be cheaper tomorrow.
And then everything follows, right? If prices drop and if you're not buying, then your salary's going to drop as well.
That's right. There's two types of – we typically talk about inflation where prices and wages are rising, but as you just said, it sets off this chain where employers' profits start to get squeezed. They then have to start laying off workers or cutting hours, and then workers get less income, and then the workers getting less income, they end up buying less.
Professor Rogers, I remember back in the 70s, Japan could do – no wrong. It was the economic engine that was the envy of the entire world. A modern manufacturing sector, an educated workforce. They were on a growth track. Then in 1989-90, the real estate bubble in Japan burst, and Japan has struggled in this deflationary spiral for well over a decade now. Do economists see, with the pattern of consumer prices declining in the United States, calls for pay cuts in the public sector here in the U.S., a statistic we talked about, a bump up in weekly unemployment claims, which we reported on yesterday, and we're going to get more of a look at what the unemployment picture was last month when the Labor Department announces the unemployment rate. Are we seeing that scenario developing here in the U.S.?
Well, it is. I think there are economists out there and analysts who feel that we are at the beginning of that potential scenario, particularly over the last 3 to 4 months, that there have folks have increased their sort of subjective odds of a double dip of a deflationary scenario like in Japan. I think it's up to about a quarter. So there is growing concern, but they think it's a risk, what they call a risk scenario, as opposed to it being, you know, being the spot on estimate that they think is going to happen.
I've seen some bond traders building in a 25% deflation risk into their trading strategies. Is that the kind of thing you're seeing?
I'm a former labor economist. I focus much more on this jobs report that's going to come out. But what we're looking for, or our concerns in the job report, I think are consistent with what the sort of macro economist and bond trader type people are thinking too.
Well, William Rogers is professor and chief economist at the Heldrick Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers University. You know, part of this is statistics. Lynn and I were talking about this a moment ago. Part of this is a little bit atmospheric in the sense that it's about what you're feeling and what you're motivated to do. Listen to what one of our listeners told us yesterday.
My name is Lyndon, and I'm calling from Stillwater, Oklahoma. I used to think my job was secure. but then I was laid off nearly a year ago. If I ever get a full-time job again, I will be very skeptical about assuming that there is such a thing as job security. And I'm an optimistic guy.
All right, multiply that optimistic guy by the, I guess, estimated 8 million jobs that were lost when the recession took hold. That's a big multiplier, wouldn't you say, William Rogers?
Oh, that's the lowball estimate. I mean, we have another, there's 15 million Americans who are unemployed, and then we have another 9 million Americans who are working part-time, but they want to work full-time. And then even you add on to that another 2 to 3 million Americans who basically they've been so frustrated with their job search prospects that they've stopped looking, but they would work if they were made an offer.
You know,
so we have some major walls to climb here over the next few years, and again, that's why people are so concerned about the pace of this recovery.
You know,
we started out the year in January, February, and March pretty good, but we have been decelerating, and so some of the people think it's concerns that, you know, the stimulus is starting to wane, and it's proving that the Democrats are right, and that we should have had a bigger stimulus package to help move us along. You know, instead of the deflationary explanation, some people also think that there's just the Obama administration is just being too aggressive with regards to its legislative agenda, its policy agenda, and has created too much uncertainty out there. And so the hoarding of cash by companies, the increased savings by families isn't so much a deflationary episode concern. It's just that there's just so much uncertainty about where I should be investing, where I should be placing my money.
A combination, devoutly not to be wished. Uncertainty plus a deceleration in growth and people postponing economic decisions. Listener in Fort Lauderdale tells us the job search feels like a never-ending walk through the Sahara. My parents are telling me you just graduated college. You should be able to get any job you want, but it doesn't work like that anymore. You need a college degree and a minimum of 3 years' experience just for entry-level administrative positions. William Rogers, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
William Rogers, professor and chief economist of the Heldrick Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers University. Call us with your voice behind the stats, economically speaking, at 877-8-MY-TAKE or head to thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.